my lovely mother started dating. I remember coming home from a basketball practice in 10th grade. And when I opened up the door, right there in the living room was this guy. His name was Mike. Mike was my mom's new friend. As her oldest kid, I thought I was the golden child. Why would she need another man? I'm here, Mom, all right? And I remember Mike standing up. He comes up to me, he said, "Hey, your mom's told me so much about you." Now I'm looking at Mike and I say, "She ain't tell me anything about you." And so like any other boyfriend that she had, my goal was trying to make his life miserable so that they realize that this can't work. But instead of him giving in, he moved in. And now he was trying to be my dad, a friend, a mentor, someone on my side, and I didn't let him. He would actually show up to my basketball games, which is weird because most of the time, none of my family members or mom could come to my basketball game. My mom worked two jobs. It was just something, but he would show up to every game. When he first started doing that, I would still take the bus home when other kids would go home with their parents because I didn't want to go home with him. He showed up to my away games and I didn't play a lot, all right? My position on the basketball team was water guard, all right? So at the end of the bench, night next to the water, and he would show up and he would always bring a camera. Mike worked in our small town in a factory where most people worked. But Mike's dream job was to be a photographer. Not just a photographer, but a photographer for the Dallas Cowboys. But instead of taking a picture of the Dallas Cowboys, he had to take pictures of me. And he would take pictures of me even though I didn't ask him to be there. And after every game, he would print me pictures of the little time I played basketball. And it was at that point where I started letting him into my life. Now, fast forwarding to when I had my ACT my junior year. One of those days on my basketball games, we were driving back like every other away game, long Texas road with long conversation. And I remember being a brat. I remember being a brat to him. And I remember looking at his camera and saying, "Why do you care about this camera? It's not your real job." And instead of getting mad at me, Michael was very patient. Michael pulled over on the side of the highway and he looked at me. Everything in that truck made noise but the horn, all right? And he parked the truck and he looked at me and he said, "Son, I know you're upset about that ACT score, but I want you to understand something. It's not about what you know. It is about what you do. It's not about how much intelligence you have. It is about how much impact you make. What are you going to do about it?" And it meant so much to me. And I remember going into my senior year writing all the things I wanted to do. I wanted to get my first all-A report card. I wanted to go to college. None of my parents went to college. I had no idea what that process looked like. I wrote down all the things I wanted to do and I became obsessed with that list. And my last semester of my senior year, I got my first all-A report card. I went out to college. I ended up graduating with honors in the front of my class and graduating in 4 years. But honestly, my greatest achievement is getting that college degree. Not only was getting the college degree, but it's because seeing my mother get her college degree. From there, my brother graduated from Midwestern State, and he ended up getting his degree as well. Mike ended up being a photographer for the Dallas Cowboys. What's amazing about this picture and the times that I saw Michael before any of my accomplishments, this was the first man I've seen woman achieve his dreams. And it was so amazing to see that people can actually achieve their dreams. But the reason why you don't see Mike in any of our graduation photos, it's not because he was taking the photo. It was because at a young age of 47 years old, when I was a sophomore in college, I get a call from my mom that Mike is in the hospital. And he passed away. And that is when I realized all the things I achieved was based off of the motivation of time and that time I had with Michael. And it wouldn't be without that moment, the ninth life, that I had to go that low to realize how sweet time is. Michael was my friend, my mentor, and the person I saw turn a dream into reality.
If Mike was alive today, I would tell him how much of a difference he made in my life. One of the biggest lessons Mike taught me was that we can all achieve our dreams, regardless gender, race, age, socioeconomic status. We can actually become the person we want to be. Growing up and seeing someone like Mike actually go after their dreams really gave me the confidence to believe in mine. If you have a Mike in your life that has helped you get to where you are, share them this story, send them a text,